Yes. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another thrilling episode of Mop Riding with Dwight and all that fancy stuff. My name is Dwight, I believe. And so we're going to do some call-ins tonight, and I make the apologies to the dead for disconnecting him.
No apologies necessary.
Yeah, but it's my showtime, and yeah, so I gave you an extra 6 minutes to do whatever you were doing, but now it's time for me to make people miserable. So, good evening, bitches. No, I'll tell him right now. Hey, Deded, your show's over. I don't know if he can hear it or not.
Yeah, so, he said that you could kick him off, but then I said, okay, well, bye then. I said you should leave.
So he's gone, and yeah, so we're going to do some calls. Let me make sure I got everything set up and all that shit. Yeah, pretty much. I just want to flip a few windows around here and we'll be good to go. Yeah, I don't do calls. Wait a minute. Calls?
Yes, you do.
Fuck that.
Well, the dead cannot set the precedent, so you must go on.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Yeah, that's right, XYZ. I'm going to flip the switches for the bitches. Alrighty. So I got a number of somebody that needs to be called. And I tried to add the Carlito, but he no speaker or something.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I talked to him for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Earlier. Told him we're going to call that crazy prayer bitch back. Well, he didn't respond. And apparently it's been requested that I do more calls than the dead tonight. So is the caller ID set up, Dashie, and I'll dial the first number?
No, Dashie, no.
Dashie. This first one, appears to be a tarot show. So as soon as I get in and make sure they've started the show, I will then relay the fucking information to you guys, and then you could do the callings
Blog
too.
Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to the host, you are now in the host queue.
Ooh, it is on.
Physical therapy. Now, you may be disciplined in this regard, but it's going to be a good discipline for you. It's going to benefit you a lot. So for your third card...
Oh, this is that Garrett Miller
Major
guy.
Arcana. I like when people get major arcanas. I think it's important. In this case, you got the moon. It's number 18 in the deck. The moon is spiritual insight, strong in energy. It's a reflection of light into dark areas. It's a little bit scary sometimes when the moon comes up because it is dark and you're not sure where you're going to go, but there is some light. There is some light in the darkness. And I think that you're on a good path here, and even though it seems a little dim at the moment, don't worry too much about it. Nighttime is the time to kind of cool down, reflect, relax, do your nighttime work, which what I don't mean by that is I don't mean rest and relax and sleep, but meditate,
who needs that?
Be cool, think calm things, okay. allow yourself to emotionally rest and spiritually rest. The physical things, there's going to be some activity there. But I think overall, this may appear to be a darker period for you in some ways. I think you're going to come out of it really just fine. I think by the end of the year, you're going to see, right? Does that make some sense to you?
Yes, it does.
By the end of the year, you're going to see some real progress on this. You might have to howl a little bit.
When the full moon comes, I normally don't sleep very well.
Well, you know, and that's fine. You know, and I tell people all the time, if you're not sleeping, get up and do something, because why not? It's just because
exactly.
It's nighttime.
Oh,
right?
You're fucking
the
clever.
Rules
yeah.
Don't apply to us the way they used to apply to us. So, all right.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate it. That was lovely.
Thank you, Sophie.
Thank you, Garrett.
Thank you, Sophie. Good luck to you. Have a great night, and thanks for your call. Okay, we're going to get to our next caller, and that's Rhonda. Rhonda, you are on with Tara Jeff. And you have 5 minutes.
That means they're screaming if they know the names.
Hi, I would like to know about my business for the rest of the year. If it's
business
going to be
for
profitable.
The rest of the month.
Yeah.
Is it going to be profitable? Okay. Well, Rhonda, how are you tonight? It's good to hear your voice. And your business for the rest of the year. Let me the cards are kind of jumbled here. All right, there we go. There we go. Like I say, I shuffled them loosely, and sometimes you want to stick together until I get the right shuffle going on here. So, Rhonda, through the end of the year, also September, you got October, November, December. I'm not really about calling these cards very specifically to the months that are ahead of us. But in your case, I kind of have a sense that maybe we're going to be kind of on a schedule here. So your very, very first card is the Justice card. It's a major arcana. The Justice is the balance of law. Sometimes we say it's the balance of karmic law. That's true. Every action has an opposite and an equal reaction. And that's
that's the same fucker from last week that we didn't get into. And they were like, hey, call next week. Call next week. I got another one for you, though.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to... You are now in the host queue.
I didn't want to live. I honestly did not want to live, but because I value my salvation, I couldn't take my life. But every day was a struggle for me to get up in the morning. I would look forward to going to bed at night thinking that maybe I won't get up the next day. But again, I had to face that next day, and I used to say, God, I just don't know how I'm going to make it to the next month, let alone the next year.
It'd be kind of
one day at
scary.
A time, but tomorrow will take care of itself. It's enough to get through today.
It's already
so I started
suicidal.
Looking at each day and taking each day at a time and trying to get through that day. Every time I thought about my husband or the day of the incident, it would set me back. Every time I had to deal with his estate, it would set me back to the day that he passed. And that was just a hard road to go down to. But praise be to God for the wonderful people that he placed in my life. He helped hold me up. My sister, Loretta, and Jennifer, they both were like armor bearers. They held me up, stayed by my side, praying with me, encouraging me in the word of God, and helping me make decisions when I couldn't make decisions. They would always call and check up on me. At the time I had to have my surgery, they stayed at the hospital with me during the surgery. Even at the loss of my husband, they took the whole week off. Usually you don't get but 3 days for bereavement, but they took the whole week off, whether they got paid or not. They arranged my husband's funeral. I basically told them what I wanted, and they arranged it to keep me from having to go through that. It was really, really rough. It was just hard trying to stand up every day.
Maybe she was poor.
When he lost so much weight.
Maybe she was poor.
Then later on, during revival at Fairfield, I met Mary Hollis. And I was having one of those breakdown moments, of course. I ran out of the church into the bathroom and just weeped and cried my eyes out. The ministers came and prayed with me. But when I got okay, I went back into the sanctuary. And I
I'll tell you guys something else. I got a letter the other day. And the balls at the people on the people at University of Phoenix to send me a fucking letter to come to their university when I went to DeVry.
I didn't want
to. You got some balls, pal.
I just did not want to face it because by doing that, I had to acknowledge that he was gone. I didn't want to do that.
Did you really go to DeVry?
No.
But it was getting harder and harder to deal with alone. Even though my
that's who I always think Dwight's character is, the motherfucker that got his janitorial degree at DeVry.
I had to pray out and cry out.
Oh shit!
Oh
shit! Talk like Phoenix University and what's that other really shitty one that's out there?
University of Laverne.
It's the one with the black dude with like the hat and shit. He's always you sit on the couch anyhow. Make a phone call.
And I was glad that I did. I met with Mary, and it was me and some other lady, and one of my friends went with me. And so that was the first time, and it helped me to talk to
Everest, Mary
about
what
I was feeling, because she understood. She went through what I went through, so she understood. She let me cry. She let me tell her what I was going through, and she just consoled me and encouraged me in the word. And so I look forward to going to the first Saturday of the month until I met all the other widows, and it's just such
a lot of
joy.
Ass fucking going on to that
such
school.
A joy to fellowship
a lot
and
of
be
scissors.
With them. I can be myself because
a lot of playing
I know
with the butt pussy.
They understand if I have a weak moment. They understand what I'm
scissor
doing.
Movement.
I don't have to. Put on a front. I don't have to say I'm
just
okay.
Like the other scissor sisters met.
And so I got through that. Now here it is, 9 years of in my
so
life.
So it's a Kaplan Ken.
I didn't think I would ever make it to 1 year, let alone 9 years.
Fuck?
But I thank God for the people
her
that have placed in my
life.
Her
husband died 9 years ago.
I thank him
and
for
she's still carrying on like this. It's time to get over it, bitch.
Protecting me. Hey, for keeping me. Hard. And even though my job was phased out in 2009, I have not missed a beat. I thank God for me being able to manage my bills. So I know God is faithful to what he promised, and I know that I can trust him for what he said.
Oh
and
God. 9 years later, I decided to go ahead and do a BTR show and just praise you all the time. This next one is titled the Heaven Hollywood Experience, Discipline or Child Abuse, Domestic Violence. So, the blood of Christ, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you just speak to the host, please. You are now in the host queue.
They belong to the state in America anyway, whether they live with us or not. Like, we can't touch our kids. We can't whoop our kids, but you can beat our kids in the street, the police officers. You can put our kids in prison and do what you want to do with them, and have nothing happens to you. It's like they don't even belong to us. It's like the world now is just babysitters for the kids. We put them in your house, you send them to school, and you dress them, and you feed them. That's all you can do to them. We handle the rest. Like, you know, so, and then... With the Adrian Peterson thing, like, you know, it like I said, it's white. Every male does the same thing, but, you know, with the America and the world we live in, that doesn't matter. It gets brushed up under the rug. Mm. So you know, like we really don't have a chance at anything. And then with him being a black, high-profile athlete, you know, he's going to get, he can breathe on the kid wrong, and it's going to go all bad for him. Bad for
I don't believe there's a V
in then,
breathe.
And then bring up the old case saying he abused his other son and things like that. Come on, man.
Right. Now here comes the other stuff that wasn't even, you know, wasn't even in the story, and now here comes the other stuff.
Yeah, you didn't know that, and then they'll bring up, and then later they'll probably bring up something from high school or this and that. Like,
right.
You know, they never let up on
he
us, man.
Beat his brother up.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They always seem to dig up these things about us, but we never hear anything about the white athlete. I think the last thing I heard about a white athlete was with Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger.
What about
I was glad that he didn't get put away.
How
quickly they blew that over.
Yeah, blew it over
so
very fast. Like I said, it was a couple of weeks, maybe a month or two, month and a half, and the story was over. Never heard anything else about it. Back to the regular. This is going to linger on forever.
Right. And we're talking to Don Montana.
Right.
You check out the music up here all the time. Now, this, the joint you got, the project you're working on right now, tell everybody about the project you're working on right now.
Oh, let's say, well, the new project titled Nighttime in the Ghetto. So, you know, really just like a lot of heartfelt music about, you know, things that go on right now, things that have happened. Just every day, really, what goes on. And it's not necessarily the ghetto, but just like the black community. People always have an eye on it, but they don't understand what goes on in the neighborhoods and why we're like we are, why we have so much rage and, you know what I mean, things of that nature.
Right.
So, you know, it's just putting all those type of things together, and especially coming from the South, you know. So it's a lot of just motivational music. That's what I would call it. Just a lot of motivational music and then an eye-opener to what's going on in our neighborhoods.
Absolutely, man. And now,
I'm sorry, but the person you
called, as far as the reception, what do you feel that from the reception that you've gotten on these records, because like I said, up here, we play these records to death. I'm surprised the button even still works.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man.
So, what about the reception, though, you received for the records that you currently have out?
I started to get a lot of, like I said, a lot of people, man, just be hitting me up from the various areas that hear the music. Like, you know, they'll send me direct messages on Twitter and things like that. You know, who are you? And, you know, we love your music. Keep it up. And, you know, things like that. So, the new joints I was playing, Sex Machine, the last joint I had, the First Class, that really was kind of snowballed the whole effect. And I was just, you know, but everybody, I've been receiving well from New York to St. Louis, you know, so it's been great for me.
Absolutely, man. And you have to, before you get out of here, you got to definitely shout your Twitter. I was trying to find you on Twitter. I couldn't find you.
Okay, yeah, I got you, man. You know, Twitter is Doe Montana. Facebook, same thing, Doe Montana. And Instagram, Doe Montana 850.
Okay. And now, what do you think is the most important thing people will learn? Listen to your music, and what do you think separates you from it? There's a lot of artists.
Right.
Everybody thinks they can rap. That's just like now. Everybody, you know, everybody now think they a cameraman. Everybody got a camera now. Everybody think they a rapper. So what's going to separate you from everyone else? What do you think is the most important thing you'll learn about you listening to you?
Well, you know, I didn't like it. I was done with that. So you just naturally getting me, and like I said, that's what separates me from everybody else. I am myself. Nobody can beat you at being you, and that's exactly what I am. Simple as that.
Absolutely. Doe Montana and the Doghouse Radio. Now the joint, let's see, I love all the joints that you're playing up here. So we're going to, let's see, let's go down to the Doe Montana catalog.
I just can't wait to hear this.
Why don't you introduce the joint, First Class? We appreciate you coming through and also spreading your perspective on the whole situation. I didn't mean to take you out of your realm too much, it's always good to have the perspective, you know, of a person who's not, you know, in the NFL, what have you, or see things. One more quick question before we go into that record.
Cool.
As far as the Ray Rice situation, okay, the domestic violence situation.
He didn't mean to do it. This is what this guy should say.
Because my opinion is, no matter what had happened once the tape came out, the NFL had already set their penalty.
Right.
So I don't think because a tape come out, because like I said, what do they think was on the videotape? I'm sure they didn't think, you know, they were tap dancing and she tripped. So what, after the video came out, I don't feel as though it was right that they went and took and switched over that penalty after they've already given it to. What was your feeling on that? And do you feel that Ray Rice got what he deserved?
He switched the penalty. The NFL switched the penalty after the Ravens went and terminated his contract. What the fuck he's talking about.
It's surprising to me. It's like, oh, man, again? Like, you know, because, like I said, we never get a fair hand in anything. And like I say, okay, with him, they're kicking him out of the league.
He's not in jail right now.
This is not even a black guy, but another man is stripping away his ability to take care of his family. So he has to depend on other things and depend on the American government.
I'm pretty sure he's got enough money to take care of his kids.
So it all goes back to what the world we're living in. No, we'll never get a fair chance. And no, I don't think he should play for the rest of the season. You know, give him that. Take him out for a season. Make him learn his lessons.
Right.
But don't take away the ability to feed his family.
Absolutely agree. Doe Montana, man, we will definitely make sure that you come back up here once the new project pops. Introduce your record, First Class, man. I appreciate you dropping in.
All right, man. I appreciate y'all too. So everybody that listen on Dog Eyes Radio, this is your boy Doe Montez out of Florida, and this is my record, First Class, featuring Freaking Neat. Let's go.
Absolutely. On Dog Eyes Radio,
you know
we'll be back.
You know what we need to do, Dashy? Call him with the show's number.
To the First Class, Dog Eyes Radio.
I want to hear this big pimping song.
Up in the way from here, I'm flying high above the clouds. Life's great, I'm straight, living like a boss. And you already know. First class flight, trips to Jamaica. What else? Taylor made. Pocket full of paper, bought Molly Reese, ain't blowing on it, got it. Made back bands, bad bitch from the traffic. Monday I'm in Paris, Tuesday I'm in Cali, Wednesday night I'm in Hawaii, Thursday morning I'm in Tally. Yeah. Top flow presidential panoramic views, I'm winning like Charlie Sheen, ain't no way that I can lose. Louis Vuitton luggage, infinity swimming pools, I'm drinking that rosé. You niggas be sipping.
Oh, whoa.
Radio.
Oh, they just answered, motherfucker. As I hung up, that's great.
Oh, that sucks.
I think he might have heard motherfucker before I hung up. yeah, let's call him as the radio. Oh, phone calls up next. All right, fuck. All right, let's call him back. I got to find the number. Actually, I got it in my fucking thing here. Do-do-do, copy. Oops. I fucked up. That was my bad. I was getting irritated. Wait.
Welcome to Blog Talk.
I'm on that white club, man. I'm going to November. Getting pussy and money. The only thing on my agenda. Crossing dates on my calendar. All up in calendar. I hop out the Camaro. Then I come back in the calendar. Click, click. Pose for the camera. I work for myself. Bitch, I don't need no manager. My weed from California. My bitch is a woman. Trying to sell low rivers by any nature I'm in. Y'all bitch be counting zeros. I'm adding up commas. And I ride with a cannon like I'm DJ Drummer. Up in the way from here, I'm flying high above the clouds. Life's great, I'm straight, living like a boss. And you already know, I'm not my paper. I keep a whole lot of money on me. I'm running from space on ice, taking first class flight. It feels so good to be living that life. Oh.
Six 646-595-4038 is the Heaven Hollywood Experience. Welcome everyone to the show, and we'll be taking your phone calls on this domestic violence and child abuse, disciplinary child abuse. We're going to have our special guest on right now. All the lines, hold on the lines, because we will be taking phone calls, and the one and only Dr. Robbie Ludwig is with us here on Dial House Radio. Dr. Robbie.
Good evening.
Was you over there twerking to the music?
Oh, Jesus.
You know what? Actually, I was listening to a story my daughter was telling me before I got on the radio.
Yeah, right.
So that's what I was doing. That's what mothers do. We multitask.
Okay. And Dr. Robbie Love, and we're going to get right into it because I need your expertise on this. I know a lot of people are waiting on the line maybe to ask you a question or what have you. The two main sports stories.
Wait a minute. What makes her an expert? She popped a couple fucking rug rats out of her vagina.
Mm-hmm.
With the Ray Rice situation with domestic violence, as around with the then we coupled with the Adrian Peterson the other day with the child abuse what he was disciplining his child, and then bring him up on child abuse charges. It's a really tricky situation because I do know being brought up. In the late 70s, early 80s, I was saying, if beating your child with a switch gets you arrested, they need to dig my grandma up out of her grave, get my grandfather up out of his grave, go get my mama, my father,
that's not what
the neighbor, everyone
about
else, and arrest them because I did get the switch. What do you
used to
think?
Get beat with all kinds of things, but it doesn't mean I go out and bite you.
When I first heard the story,
doesn't mean I, don't
I was like, it. Okay, you know, of course, the media is going to blow it out of caution. It went from a switch to a tree branch very quickly.
Yeah.
Where did you say that it draws the line with this man disciplining his child?
Oh,
well,
sorry.
evidently, and ultimately, I'm watching baseball for my sport to decide. And so I have not observed, you know, this child. I have not interviewed this child. But from what I hear, there were welts on the child's skin.
That means the Tigers are up by right now.
The child was afraid of his father.
No,
and you know, listen, I was just
Canadian.
On the Fox News channel on Hannity's show, and we were talking about this very same topic. And John was saying, hey, listen, I got hit all the time. And I was saying, hey, I got hit all the time, too. And it was a little bit more typical when we were growing up, because that was the style of parenting, and it really was before we had more information. So modern parenting is less inclined to hit as a method of intervention. So that makes anybody who even slaps their child seem a little bit more extreme. There's the timeout. There's other interventions because we know how damaging it is to children. We know that, you know, really being aggressive and corporal punishment just, you know, may work in the moment, but it doesn't work long term. What it does is it, you know, potentially interferes with their ability to study and to think and develop appropriately.
What?
It gets them more inclined to be aggressive and to handle problem solving in an aggressive way.
This is the type of bitch that's like, you can't raise your voice to a kid.
With a parent figure, and
you.
It also makes women more vulnerable, and men or little kids vulnerable to depression and antisocial behavior.
Oh,
having said that, if a child is really being beat up a lot to the point where their life is at risk, where socially and emotionally it's interfering with their ability to feel safe in the home, that's a problem that needs to be evaluated. And that's for the experts to come in and say, hey, this kid is really at risk. There are kids who are killed as a result of an overzealous parent who's beating up their child. And because we've moved away from that in terms of a cultural consciousness of parenting, it just seems less and less
acceptable. Shut the fuck up, too.
Absolutely. My song to Dr. Robbie Ludwig. This situation has pretty much turned the sports world upside down. And like I said, as I like to say, it brings in what I'd like to call the kangaroo court. You know, people with the social media, like I said, this day in social media, everyone that didn't go to school is still a journalist, and they're still media, and they're still, you know, bloggers, and they're experts. So the kangaroo court likes to hop on. My thing is, how do you feel about, and I heard this brought up a lot, and I knew it would come into play at some point. How do you feel about, and me being African-American, I do see where they're coming from, bringing in the factor of, well, African-American kids are just brought up different from white kids. Do you buy into that?
Listen,
I think there are cultural norms. I didn't grow up in an African-American home, and I was, you know, my mother could go toe-to-toe with your grandmother, I am sure.
He doesn't believe that.
Sure, there are certain cultural norms that are based on, you know, what happened, you know, a lot of these parenting styles get passed down from one generation to another.
Absolutely.
And so without additional information, you know, this idea, it used to be this idea that you hit a child because you love them, because you don't want them, because them is doing them a disadvantage.
I got hit, shit.
Why you're beating the shit out of them? I'm doing this because I love you.
That's what our neighbors would say. It's going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you.
We're hit as children. Don't want to don't want to do that with their own children because they feel that it's not the most ideal way of making a point. And that's the truth. Slapping doesn't really teach lessons. You know, it's usually done in the heat of the
moment.
Parents are frustrated and they want to make their point. And it happens. Right. Parents aren't perfect. But the truth of the matter is,
not perfect. Jeez.
So, yes. Do they have scars as a result? In some cases, yes. But when it's abuse, it's another level. It's almost like living in a war zone where the child is frightened of a parent because that parent is frightening. That parent is damaging. And in addition to the physical abuse, there's also the emotional abuse. And a lot of these children grow up either being very aggressive and violent or distrusting people around them. And you don't want to operate that world that way in the world either.
I'm sorry, they're taking too long. I give them about 3 more minutes and then I'm going to fucking burn this.
Ludwig, the other thing that was going on, of course, was the Ray Wright situation, which became a very tricky situation due to the fact that his wife did not press charges. She didn't want the league to do anything to her husband. She went.
It's not her choice.
And then that started opening up a lot of discussion for people saying, well, you know, once again, the kangaroo court saying, well, that's, you know, people who are not experienced in this field, well, that's how abusive women do. You know, they go back to the abuser or they defend the abuser. You know, typically, what is the main reason for it? If she's abused, she got, you know, everyone saw her get punched in the face and in the elevator and spat on, have you. If this is the norm for them, if this is not the first time it happened, with your experience, what is it, the usual reason, main reason?
I'm done with it. He keeps saying he's going to take calls and then he blabbles on for 15 more fucking minutes. Here's one that Mr. Clay will like if he's on.
Log Talk Radio. Welcome to radio. You are now in the host queue.
He's friends with Ray Rice, and he never showed the tape. He said, I never got the tape.
Well, then he'll probably end up getting fired. Watch.
Judge,
what was that again?
Okay, the commissioner. I kind of agree. I kind of believe him when he says because he stated I did not know the tape had existed, and like Hollywood said, he had people investigate it. They heard about the alleged hit. Knockout punch, but he never saw the tape. So, but does he need to resign because of it?
No. To be fair, I think the guy who was investigating, who he put in charge of investigating it, he knew the tape was there. He saw the tape, and then he tried to lie about never getting the tape. And if that's the case, that guy needs to be fired.
Exactly.
Now, Roger Goodell has brought an outside and to lead up the new investigation.
Yeah,
so now, in private news, Ray Rice has been suspended and, you know, indefinitely the team cut him. Now he's trying to sue.
He's appealed that suspension, according to Schaefer, last night on SportsCenter.
Right. But realistically, okay, let's say he wins it and they reinstate him. What team is going to want him to play? What team in their right mind is going to bring... Because no, if you bring him in, you know how much negative publicity is going to come down on you this year? I could see waiting until next year and saying, okay, he did his year penance. You know, he did his year, he could come back.
The thing is,
you got to look at it. The same thing was said about
Michael Vick.
Yeah, Michael Vick.
Right.
People went on and on and on about it. Let's be honest. You go to jail for dog bites. You can get your ass up more there than you do for child abuse or anything.
Right. Oh, Michael, you were fucking retarded.
Yeah. Chomos.
Yeah, you know?
You get your ass kicked more for dog fights than for beating the fuck out of a kid.
It's with Billy, ain't it? Mm-hmm.
He's with the Jets.
Honestly, if they did the same thing with the Ray Rice like they did to Michael Vick, I can see Philadelphia probably picking him up.
Right. Well, like I said, I don't even if he's reinstated, I can't see a team bringing him in this year.
Come on, motherfuckers.
My son said, he said, I still hate bacon. I wish no, because, like,
you motherfucker.
Hey, yeah, but he'll probably, if he does come back, he'll end up going to the Raiders. Watch.
Okay. All right.
Like I said, the whole thing
is,
the league. I think this is one of these things the mass media and the public pressured the NFL into doing. They were already under scrutiny, saying, wait a minute, you smoke a joint, you're suspended for the year. You beat up a woman, you're only suspended 2 games. And
no,
their
it
defense,
was, well,
it was hold on, but they,
first
this
defense
what the
was
saying.
6 games.
Hold on, wait, hold on. Originally it was 2 games, and then we second defense for the drug. But this is what people were saying, and their defense was that Ray Rice. Well,
all right, we're going to one that I think we'll answer right away. So they got an access number for some reason, and
this service is provided by freeconferencing.com. Please enter your access code followed by the pound. This menu will repeat. Access code accepted. Q&A session started.
I command your release from the yoke of the devil. I command your release from the stronghold of the devil. I break the cast. I break every fucking over your life. I break every yoke. I break every...
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Every word spoken
piece
over
of
your
shit.
Your destiny in Jesus' name.
Hey, you shut your fucking mouth.
Cast with a cast that this year you will
hear
not fulfill.
Bitch?
Jesus' name, every obstacle that is hindering you to your miracle, I command obstacles to be removed right now. As you hear the sound of my voice, anything that has become an obstacle to your breakthrough, as you lift up your right hand, may you break through, may you break through, may you break through, may every barrier be consumed by fire. May every barrier before you be...
To join to subconference, press number of subconference from 1 to 4, or press star to return to the conference.
I pray right now, claiming for deliverance for anyone who is under the captivity of the devil, under the hold of darkness. I command your release from the slavery of the devil. I command your release from the slavery of the devil. I command your release from the captivity of the devil. I command your release from the bondage of the devil, from the prison of the devil, from the cage of the devil, from the cell of the devil, from the chains of the devil, from the shackles of the devil, from the ropes of the devil. I break your loose. I break your loose. I command your soul to escape out of bed, out of the snare of the father. I command the power of that life. Break in the name of Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Break in the name of Jesus. Break in the name of Jesus. Break in the name of Jesus. There's anything planted in you which is not of God, which is fighting.
Stop
I command out of your life. And I break every limitation, break every barriers, break every...
Stop it.
Every dream, anyone hearing the sound of my voice, currently you've been dreaming some terrible dreams. In Jesus' mighty name, I stand in agreement with you right now. Every evil dream you had, which is the devil has planned evil against you, the next 4 months, in Jesus' name, by the power and by the voice of the blood, I cancel every evil dream. I cancel every evil dream. I cancel every evil dream. I nullify every evil dream. I destroy every evil dream. No weapon formed against
you. Sure, we can't talk yet. I'm sure he's going to open it up.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I cover you body, soul, and spirit. I cover your children. I cover your family. I cover your marriage.
Did you come back just for him, Cross?
Well, I haven't been listening.
Believing God for a miracle concerning getting a job. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ for breakthrough.
I don't know. I joined some conferencing thing, and like this motherfucker's just been going crazy since we got on here.
He missed a lot. He can tell the white devil's coming.
Now break to now. I command your
spirit.
Yeah. Ooh.
We need to just start going like on that. There you go. It sounds like The Exorcist.
What'd it do? Kill him? He's gone. You exercised his ass.
You pulled the plug.
He's cleansed.
Did you guys get on or someone else?
No.
Let's try this again.
I'll forget to give me them links if you want the on-hold audio machine.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck this is.
I don't know what the fuck you are.
Maybe he died.
Maybe.
Because it wasn't a blog talk number.
The rapture came and got him.
Must have.
He pulled him into his phone.
A vortex.
He's like, what is this? His microphone.
What do I do?
I do. I think I have the number for that crazy bitch again tonight. The one that got us all on the show at the same time.
Yeah.
Wish I asked that black guy what to do.
Dashy, are they not on?
Not yet. Dashy, I think it's something on your end because nothing's dialing.
Stupid Dashy.
Stupid no. Canadian. Hi, Carlito.
Hi. Oh, now it did.
Welcome. If you desire to speak, you are now in the host queue.
And especially with Jesus.
Jesus.
You know, on a consistent basis, and you're Jesus. Maintaining that best you can, and you're into the Word, and keeping yourself strong, your spiritual immune system becomes weak when it's not. And what happens is when you get around other people, you catch things. You know, it's just like an athlete. Your immune system like not good. You go around, start shaking hands with people, and you hug their neck, and they slobber on you or something.
Yeah, that's how AIDS happens.
They slobber on you, and they're sick. If your immune system is not strong, your natural immune system, Willardine, you'll catch things from people, and you get sick for a few days, you know, whatever. But and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much spiritual, whatever talk we do. It doesn't make any difference if the reality isn't that our spiritual, if your physical immune system, if it's not strong, that's just what's going to happen. You're going to catch things. God will help you get through it and all that. But what it's the same thing in the spiritual realm. If we don't keep ourselves fed and strong and keep our spirit strong, keep our soul strong, because when you pick up things, you know, when you're sensitive and you pick up things from other people, you pick up their emotions, you pick up their anger, you pick up their, you start feeling this stuff. And if you're not careful, it can mess with you. It can make you sick. I'm not talking about mentally sick. I'm talking about like a temporary setback, a temporary, you know, fear will try to temporarily.
A temporary AIDS.
The Lord is saying he wants you to really focus on getting your spiritual, making sure your spiritual, your immune system spiritually is strong. So when you come in contact with people who are having issues, you're not going to catch that temporarily. You don't catch it permanently, but you catch things temporarily. And so it's going to save you a lot of trouble, a lot of pain, a lot of because when your system spiritually it needs to be.
And I know I'm naughty talking to these religious programs.
My immunity has been weak spiritually before. Or I wasn't strong in the Word, wasn't staying in the Word regularly and went in prayer.
That's the problem with these fucking religious ones are hit and miss on if they're going to take.
I caught a lot of trouble from people and it affected me. You know, we're supposed to be able to.
I'm bouncing around because, like, I got a bunch of numbers. I'm just trying to. I'm hoping this taking time to chat with the host on what's on your mind that maybe they'll pick the fucking phone up.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press. You are now in the host queue.
Pick something like that, and it makes the Christian. It tries to put them, intimidate them, so they can't really speak up because they're so like on creation, just the evolution creation thing. But personally, I don't. Even go there, just like with politics, because the variables are so great, and I guess I'm like the ostrich that puts my head down to the ground, but I'm just so thankful that even in the situations with the children that we work with in this area, how they respond to discipline, they respond to rules, they like rules, it makes them feel very safe, you know, that it's a very good thing. What they don't want is the frustration of not knowing what rules are, and they're going to get punished one way or another. Just like they're saying these children being punished because they can't do this new math. That is the most absurd thing I have ever heard of.
Have you seen that new math, Dwight?
New math is old math.
No. It's fucking bizarre as shit.
Is there a new math?
It's a new way to do math, yeah.
Yeah, because like my parents are like, oh, that's old math all the time when I was a kid. Like, oh, we don't really know. That's a new math.
No, it was just like, it's really weird. My husband found it, and I was like, I don't get it. Somebody, one of his coworkers gave it to him. It's weird.
Yeah, Dash, we keep losing audio for you, bud.
Rooney,
Yeah, buddy. And we got nothing.
Dead air.
Dun, dun.
Oh,
no.
Come on, White Devil. Oh my god, you're screaming so loud today, Carly. On your show. Holy shit.
Because they wasted my time getting a job.
Oh my god, what was the one that you were saying? You were just telling, I'm gonna fuck you up. I'll fuck you up. Because what was that one?
He had me on speaker, and I was being an asshole. Whatever, the guy, some guy in the background goes, oh, just hang up on him. I was like, fuck you. Like, yelled it really loud. And he goes, yeah. What's that guy talking about me? Like, fuck him, yeah, motherfucker.
So loud. I was like, oh my god, that's awesome.
He had to scramble to take me off speaker. Like, no, or you're off. No.
Damn, you were pissed. That was awesome.
But the lady was still the best, man.
Oh my god, Bonnie. Oh my god.
Bonnie was good, but there was another lady, though, at the very
end. The dirty lady?
Dirty.
No, I'll be back in a minute.
Okay.
Drudy. Yeah,
Rudy.
I just said dirty. I just said duty at one point. Just like, yeah, whatever you want to call her.
Oh my god, there was like, there. I was listening to this, but I don't even know. You were just like saying a bunch of stuff. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah. The nerds thing. Or that, because I called her ignorant. She got like, oh, you call me ignorant? I said, I could do worse.
Oh yeah. I was like, get worse. Oh my god!
Say the C word. If you say the C word, I'm calling the police on you.
What was the C word that you said? You said the N word. You said N word,
yeah,
nerds. That's right.
It was nerds. Yeah.
Oh my god! I love how the lady was. I love how she was like, "I'm going to tell them that you said something." I'm all, dude, that's like hearsay. You can't say that.
Yeah. Or the casino where I opted not to report the sexual harassment.
That one was fucking awesome. Yeah.
I was like, no, I don't want any retribution. She's like, you mean retaliation? Yeah, that. I don't want that.
2, 1, 2, 5, 6.
Oh, shit.
You're like, I don't feel comfortable. You're a woman. You're trying to come on to me. That was the end of that one.
Yeah. The answer is no.
The answer is always no. Oh, my gosh. So are you going to start doing morning shows or...
That was just because.
Just because.
The Sunday paper. I don't like doing the Sunday paper calls because they're local. I don't like doing them too much.
Oh, but yeah.
Today I said I'm going to try to be not as crazy, but today I was yelling and cursing.
It was awesome. It was good.
It was worth it.
Did you tell them about the crazy shit that happened last night, Dare Neon?
What crazy?
Someone calling a fucked up number. Mr. Gordo.
Oh, yeah, he was calling the police.
He called the fucking cops.
Why?
It was on Facebook. It was like, 911 is down in this area or whatever. And he didn't read the Facebook post all the way. Somebody just put it in there. So it said, in lieu of 911, call this number. And so
he thought he was talking to someone named Charisse, and it was the police.
It was like Memphis police, and he thought it was. She said her name was Charisse.
And he's all like, "I just wanted to apologize for what I did," and she's like, "Yeah, what'd you do?"
He's just baiting him on.
and she was just like, "I'm so sorry."
He's carrying on. We're all in the chat yelling, It's the police! It's the police! And he's like, just, it's like, yeah, I'm friends with so-and-so. It's like, dude, shut the fuck up!
Oh, man.
She's just like, "Are you? Can I get your statement down and all that?" And he's like, "Wait a second! Oh my what? God! You have a good night."
So did you figure out the problem there, Dashy Machines? Dashy! Whoa! Apparently, there's something with my connection because I just lost the chat room.
Oh no!
Yeah, everyone's getting.
A lot of people did.
Oh,
it's not. Yeah, a lot of people did at the same time.
Oh, they're after us, everybody.
Yep, the haters.
Oh.
Well, I'm supposed to be arrested by the FBI cybercrime unit here within like, the next like 2 days.
Yeah.
Oh.
I guess me too, because I was on the line that night too.
And Dashy.
They already came to my house. They already came.
Your show That's has not just, yet started.
I'm gonna call my friend in cybercrime.
Yeah. I would be embarrassed to like call my friend at cybercrimes about someone people trolling us. So yeah, that's the second week that show hasn't shown up. I don't even think I've gotten to my 11 o'clock call shows yet. Oh maybe. Oh nope, not yet.
You got about 2 minutes left.
Yeah, well I got some more ones that started at 10.
Yeah, hurry the fuck up.
I'm trying. These motherfuckers aren't taking calls tonight. They must have heard about us.
Uh-oh, they're afraid of you.
There's a memo.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please, you are now in the host queue.
Is really struggling. And we really need to be able to understand that we need to honor the earth. We need to honor each other. We're having a lot of problems with the water being polluted. Our seas are being polluted. The chemtrails.
Oh my God!
And they're working and really trying to bring enlightenment and prayer and peace and harmony and harmony back. You know, back.
Mm-hmm. And I have to totally agree with you because we are currently entering into a shift, as you've mentioned quite a few times. The shift that we speak of has been going on. You know, people always been talking about 2012. You know, I've been looking forward to seeing what happens after 2012 because that's when the real change begins. It's not on 2012, it's everything that happens after 2012 that changes everything. And right now we're in this phase right now where healers, teachers, you name it, are being called for to totally change their lives around 24/7 and to take these new roles to help heal the earth and teach each other and remind each other that we're all one. We're here to love one another, help each other grow and thrive and strive to be a more harmonious existence. And you mentioned earlier, again, about the Star Trek.
Robitussin says she's broadcasting this from the kitchen.
Here to try and stop a lot of this from happening because they want to leave us in the dark. They want to keep us confined. Do you not agree with this?
Nope. Absolutely. The Ascended Masters are really stepping forward, just like with James Gillian. You know, he's talking about them. He's got these
invaders
that's been photographed of them coming through. And for myself, I have quite a few Ascended Masters that's been coming through. And I've also had Lady Hathor and Isis. And, you know, all of these, Isis is from Sirius. You know, that has brought
overseas.
Information here to the earth and worked with the Egyptians.
They're not hiding up in heaven.
That's
and
the
Lady Hathor also is from Sirius. And so she's been coming through.
Shit,
I have others
I'm pretty pissed off that nobody's taking
that
calls.
Have been showing up just recently. I had Mary that appeared to me when I lived in Virginia Beach and asked me to pray the rosary. And like anybody else, you know, I want confirmation. I got
We can get to that point where I need regular numbers. I got the tool to get them. But.
Talk to me, please.
You got the
tool?
The machine.
Your show has not yet started.
Machine. The
call back within 15 minutes.
I don't think your
time.
Tool's working Thank right.
You. Thank what you. For I went through Block Talk Radio
looking for everything that started at 10, everything that started at 11, everything that started at midnight. Apparently, people are just not showing up for their shows. Is what's going on. All right, let's try Sasquatch's Tuesday night of randomness.
Oh, Liam, what the fuck is your picture on Skype? What the fuck is that?
What do you think it is?
Love Talk Radio.
The rain shower.
Your show is scheduled to start in 23 hours, 57 minutes.
I'm going to pretend to call back within 15 minutes.
You going to pretend what?
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to pretend it's a beer.
I'll change it.
Well, do we want? I don't care.
Yeah, I'll change it. You guys can't handle it.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, you do.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
That's a video of that picture cam.
What?
You are now in the host queue.
Oh, that's the funky waiting for someone to call in.
Yeah. Fucking all the way.
Boy, this is going to be a short show tonight.
I need to get my pain meds. I'll be right back.
Uh-oh.
Hope this one answers. Sex, love, and relationships.
Love Talk Radio. What? You are now in the host queue.
Swear to God.
They're all on vacation.
Then why schedule a show?
They're pranking us.
They must be. They're like rerouting us to the cybercrimes unit or something. Carlito might get pissed at this next one. If they're on.
Log Talk Radio. You are now in the host queue.
Thank God.
You can lick your gold plated 24-karat asshole. Bingo. All right, but so fellas, we got somebody else on the line. Hello?
How you doing there, boy? Motherfuckers. Hey. Yeah, this is fucking Dwight from fucking MasterCard. You need to pay your bills, motherfucker.
I don't say what?
Yeah, you heard me, bitch. The fuck is your problem?
What the hell?
Huh?
Man, city, do you hear this?
I'm gonna come over there and
I
take
it. Kiss my dick, bitch. Kiss my gold plated 14 karat gold asshole, bitch.
Yeah, right.
That's what the fuck is up.
I'm gonna come in there and I'm gonna put you in a lineup and I'm gonna take two shits next to you. They'll never be able to pick you out.
You a broke ass motherfucker and you fucking know it. You know it.
What happened here? What's going on in here?
These motherfuckers think they're Madhouse something or other.
Who?
They're trying to take over.
We are. Yeah. We are.
You are not. You're never going to be Madhouse Radio. You suck.
What the fuck?
Bitch.
We are, bitch.
Fuck.
We are.
No, who are. I are. Who
hold
I
on,
are.
Hold on.
Hold on.
I'm sorry. All I heard was blah, blah, blah. I'm a dirty tramp.
Blah, 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 blah. Kiss my dick, bitches.
Shut your
this
mouth, boy.
You've agitated the chimps.
Yeah, it is me, man.
Go ahead. What you got to say? Go ahead.
Man, I'm talking about the lame man, man. Hit me that funky mouth ass bitch.
Can you actually talk and speak like civilized people, or are you just going to yell?
He thinks, they think they're the Madhouse Radio Network. They're fucked up.
Hey, listen. Listen, boy, I've been doing Madhouse for 9 years. It's been go to madhouselive.com.
Hold on. What the fuck do you mean, boy? What the fuck do you mean, boy?
Yeah, boy, I'm talking to you.
Listen.
Hey, what the fuck do you mean, boy? First of all, bitch ass, Nikki. First of all, don't get yourself fucked up, boy.
Fuck you, boy. Life. Listen, boy.
First of all, don't get yourself fucked up. Don't
You and that bitch.
No, you fucked up. You fucked up.
You and that bitch.
You fucked up, motherfucker. You're stealing my shit, motherfucker.
E, get these niggas. E, get them.
Line them out, you motherfucking asshole.
Get them, E. E, get them.
Line you out. You can't take over someone's show in someone's game, son.
Fuck you.
Listen.
I've been doing Madhouse. Shut the fuck up. Listen. I've been.
Fuck you. Ain't nobody gonna listen to you. Fuck you.
Fuck you, boy.
Hobgoblin looking ass motherfucker.
Yeah. The blood of Jesus.
Hobgoblin. Because you know what I look like, stupid?
You're so stupid. You don't even know if the Izzy is coming out.
Motherfucker.
Shut the fuck up, bitch.
What are you gonna do?
All right, so what we're gonna do? Hey, turn the audio on, Carlito, and we'll call him back from another number.
I just realized the motherfucker's taking my name, motherfuckers.
That's right. Yeah, that's what I was saying. I looked at that and it said Madhouse Radio Network or some shit. I'm like, oh, Carlito's gonna be pissed.
I don't hear anything. Oh shit.
Hi guys.
Hi Gordo.
Hi Gordo.
Yeah, the Madhouse Radio Network. I was like, oh, Carlito's not gonna fucking like that.
Hell no.
Hey Gordo, I gangsta.
I can't get it. Oh.
I never saw the side of you before.
This happens.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise,
someone go ahead and pull up their dial pad. I think somebody else might be on with him.
Hey, I'm going to talk to my lawyer about this.
Is it Nova or XYZ they're talking
about? It's XYZ.
Get him, man. Get your bitch ass off him, or you ugly ass fag. Who the fuck are you calling boy, you bitch ass motherfucker?
Boy!
I'm calling
your ass down to St. Louis and talk that shit, bitch ass motherfucker.
Hey, listen, you porch.
All right, we gotta hang up and call back, because I have no control to get out of here.
Where you at?
Wow.
Where you at, man?
Hey,
your mama's a porch monkey, bitch.
I own a plant.
Your mama and your grandma are porch monkey, bitches.
Your mammy a porch monkey.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue.
All right, hey, Carlito, don't kill that, because I think it's interfering with me being able to hit 1.
Sorry.
My name is Master George, and I want you to report to the cotton field in the morning.
Get this girl. Hello.
Actually, there's something going on. I'm not able to get into the queue with him.
I said my name.
I had it on too loud. Maybe that's why. Try again.
Every morning to rub my penis. And I want you to rub it.
George called.
Thanks for calling. The show you wish to listen to is currently full. Please call your call.
It's so full.
BlogTalkRadio.com.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
City,
Hold on.
Goodbye.
The best thing is their show just started 14 minutes ago.
Shit, they're going to be taking these calls all night.
I saw that the Madhouse Radio Network. I was like, oh.
That's hilarious. I wanted to get them to go to the site and be like, fuck you, man. But I couldn't get it across. I just wanted to yell.
Tell them you're going to contact your lawyer.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what XYZ was trying to tell them, too.
Come on, let us in this time.
Thanks for calling. The show you wish to listen to is currently full.
I think we got them all riled up. I bet a bunch of their callers are calling in. Like, these motherfuckers.
Thank you for using Blog Talk.
All right, I'll keep that one in my back pocket. We'll give them a call back.
Get your pants pocket.
Yeah. Shit, I wish I was wearing clothes so I could have a pocket.
You could put it in the crack.
Yeah, I'll put it up on the big board.
Put it in your coin purse.
Nian doesn't have the problem.
Just put it in your bra strap.
I'm not wearing one.
Motherfucking swastika.
Thanks for calling. The show you wish to listen to.
Shit, this is a different show. This one's 14.
Or listen to the show. Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for using.
Sounds like we'll see tomorrow.
Band in the chat says they went ape shit.
Yo, motherfucking juggalos. Y'all can juggle my
juggalos.
I'm dying. Fuck you,
thanks for calling.
Come on, let us in.
You're currently full. Please try to call again later or listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Now listen to your porch monkey.
Get
his
ass info, get him.
You got info on how to use phones.
Carlito has done that for over 9 years.
You guys owe all your
fame,
Carlito.
You're in. Did you get in?
No.
Oh, I heard an echo.
No, I was just fucking giggling, laughing like a little girl. They're not even paying for the good service. It's probably a free service.
Yeah, they only get so many listeners.
How many times you gonna call on this bullcrap?
How many times you gonna call?
Let me talk to him, sir. Let me entertain you.
XYZ, give him the website.
Call me Master. Oh my God!
Let your problem. You're calling up the show. You got a lot of weird stuff to say. What is your problem? You got nothing else better to do tonight?
Okay.
You call up this show and make a comment.
Madhouse Live.com. Carlito has done this show for over 9 years, and you guys are eight.
Oh, wow.
Madhouse. Oh, my gosh.
Thanks for calling. The show you wish to listen to is currently full. Please try your...
I got one thing to say to this motherfucker before I say bye bye. You know what? The Madhouse Radio Network says kiss my dick. Bye bye.
Okay. Oh my God, please.
It's their official message.
What's going on tonight, man? The Ku Klux Klan then coming on the show?
The Ku Klux Klan? No.
Well, we got this shit on lock, bitches.
Thanks for calling. Is currently full.
Hold on.
Try your call again later or listen to the show.
For doing this, I'm gonna tell y'all right now, this was set up by somebody in y'all circle. Flat out, bro.
They're blaming each other.
Someone involved in this show fucking set this up.
See these white people just up and doing this, bro. Somebody set this up, bro. Somebody in y'all circle. they, bro, just know somebody set this up, bro. Like,
yeah, his name's Dwight.
It don't make no sense, but this ain't never happened. This ain't never happened, bro. As long as you've been doing this ain't never happened.
Get used to it, motherfucker, because I'm going to save your page.
Hold on, let LDX speak. What say LDX? Yo, I think we got a troll in the building, yo. I'm telling you. That's what I'm saying. Talk Radio.
Thanks for calling. The show you wish to listen to is currently full. Please.
Right.
I ain't got to watch shit. I ain't scared of nothing, nigga. I'm from the D. All right.
Hold on. Hey, everybody.
Damn.
Hold on 1 second. We got two more people. Hold on.
Hello?
Yeah,
hello? Hey, hello?
I think the reason the phone lines are jammed are all our fucking people.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's like a rap conference, like 20 people on stage.
Yeah, my name is Brian. I really like you guys' show, and I'm sorry about what happened. I listen all the time, and I still don't understand the hate right now. Thank you. Yeah. Hey, why?
I know
it. Thanks for calling. The show you wish to listen to is currently full.
Oh, I wish I could have heard Shake's call.
I know, we didn't get to hear it.
Well, that's Carlito that's controlling that.
Sorry.
Good job, Carlito.
I feel like when you guys put up on people. But yeah, you people get hopped up on that great Kool-Aid, and then you. And it's the green biscuits, man. Thanksgiving's not for another month. Lay off the biscuits and the gravy, man.
Biscuits and gravy?
Well, here we go.
Stop hollering at our black girls, nigga. Stop hollering at our black girls, then, nigga. Stop getting that fucking left.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time.
Okay. Oh, we're losing Dashy connection, I think.
Now we're going to lose it again.
Yeah, we're fucking losing the audio now. From Dash, from the Colorific.
Perfect timing.
The time we fucking get in.
Helping our ratings. That's all they're doing. All they're doing is helping us get
I just lost Dashy in the Colorific.
Helping our ratings.
No.
That's so racist, though. We're not doing anything racist. We just make, hey, boy, they're like, you motherfucker, they're like, fuck you, N-word, N-word this.
At least they say boy, and they flew off the handle.
Motherfuckers are suck a dick.
The grape Kool-Aid.
Hold on. This is how I'm going to go, so everybody don't talk over everybody. I want to delegate somebody to this call. Who wants to take this call?
Uh-oh, another one.
Let me get it.
Yeah, all right.
Let me get it.
All right, CD.
I don't even know if I'm allowed to put this on Facebook. The anonymous people come after me, and I didn't even do it.
All right.
But not Facebook, YouTube.
Okay. I'm gonna put him. I'm patching him in right through.
Go ahead. My trash cans are not. You're supposed to be digging through my trash. Wake up in there, my trash cans are not.
Oh, I think we got Dashy now. We got the Colorific.
Goddamn neighborhood. I thought.
Yeah, all right, we got the Colorific back.
Oh, okay, same call.
bitch. Man, look. I still can't hit one to get in.
And y'all will come to Wisconsin or Detroit and talk that shit because y'all be floating like turds.
Watch this. All this you motherfuckers.
Floating like turds? What does that even mean?
Look. All y'all flat out lame because y'all sitting here on the phone and doing all this motherfucking gangster white people cracking shit and I ain't even racist.
I'm calling it with a Detroit area code.
Cracking shit and I ain't even racist, bro, but that shit lame. That shit flat out lame. Like, if you came to St. Louis on the crap y'all on right now, y'all would say you leaving her in straight body bags. Like, that's not even no joke, dog. Like,
welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to. You are now in the host queue.
She's getting information from LaShawn. She believes that some kind of way somebody attached to the.
You are now off the host queue.
I'm sorry.
You are now in the host queue.
It's like all the time I kind of did it.
LaShawn saying through a text on the Facebook instant messenger, man.
The show's been hacked.
Okay. The show's been hacked.
Oh shit! I know who did that shit.
Hey, who wants to order some KFC?
I know who did that shit.
Hey, LDA, send a message to Info Man. Tell him to call back in.
All right, got you.
Hey, dog. You know what their problem is? These things before I got a chance to even speak on that motherfucker. These white motherfuckers got a theory complex. These little white pencil dick motherfuckers don't know how to fuck women. So what do they motherfucking do? They want to go get them a little piece of the Zozo or the little piece of the Shaka Zulu because them motherfuckers don't know how to motherfucking satisfy their fucking woman.
But he says motherfucker. This
is like the black area. You don't have no use.
Yeah, some kind of way I got cut off, man. I don't know what it was.
Okay.
Did you get the message that I was trying to put out there? LaShawn is saying she thinks something technical is going on. Somebody in Hackpin. I don't know.
What's that, Dad? She 2 weeks in a row we've been accused of hacking into the system.
Must be really.
If she's trying to get in the show now, she says she can't get in. There's a line or something that's full. She said, "Hey, call back in. I just called back in."
That's because the fucking show's full.
Show herself.
Okay.
Oh my God! He thinks that's you're being stupid. Hacked. Oh my God!
Yeah, should I be able to? I think it's Letitia, dog. I think it's all Letitia.
I don't think that. Nah, that can't be her. She's too fucking computer illiterate. This ain't her, bro.
It's her. She did it.
Who you think it is then, nigga?
It got to be somebody that pretty much a hacker group.
Let me talk.
Okay. Mr. Bonner, maybe.
What's the lady's name he just said?
I got word from Bonner ass. Shit.
Anyone hear who they think it was?
I got Mr. Bonner. Give Mr. Bonner to me. I want Mr. Bonner. I don't appreciate the work of fuck. When I get done with Mr. Bonner, Mr. Bonner ain't gonna fuck with nobody in this group.
Hold on. All right, I'm finna put this. Let me get right here.
Hey, listen. I'm working for Mr. Botter, all right? Media network.
I don't give a fuck. You and Mr. Botter, you need a goddamn deal.
Shit, that's what I was gonna say. Fuck, he took my idea.
Yeah, he lied like a motherfucker. I think it's a fucking hacker group.
Hey, I got my.
Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Kiss a dick, bitch.
Oh, my God. This
is
fucking
weird. Right. Get your ass on somewhere.
Hold on.
Yes, hi. Mr. Botter contacted me, and he paid me several hundred dollars to do this to your show tonight.
Kiss my dick. Bye-bye. Kiss my dick.
I want to snitch.
I wanted to snitch.
Do another caller ID, Dashie.
$700
Kiss my dick. Bye-bye. Kiss my dick. Bye-bye.
Fuck a dick. Kiss the dick.
All right. Hold on. Hello? All right, but never mind about that one. Now we are finally, gentlemen, we are here. Now go ahead and talk about this.
If you desire to speak to the host,
all these fucking kikes and these crackers and all these motherfucking hacker groups are trying to
disrespect
my show and kiss my purple
listen to the show.
And you carry asshole.
All right, well, you can tell them right now. Hold on.
You guys, what? Let me tell you.
Someone else hit one and see if we get a response.
Okay, I can't. Banana boat or your motherfucking plantation.
Hey,
your
you know what? That's fine, sir.
What's up?
Sir, I will get on my banana boat, but I need you to come with me to row it.
Oh.
You want a boat and float your ass back to Cuba with Fidel Castro and all these motherfuckers.
Get in the bottom of the boat, boy.
Get in the bottom of the boat, boy. You fucking guinea.
Who's racist now? Yeah.
I am the white devil.
Kiss my dick. I am the white devil.
Oh my god.
Wow.
He took a second when he said racist.
Get a St. Louis area code.
Kiss my dick. Bye bye. Kiss my ever loving black dick.
Is that all you
I let him off the line.
Hold on, brother, won't you just take calls?
Welcome to the host. Please one at any time, and the host will be notified if there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
What you're doing is you're allowing the distraction, and that's exactly what they're trying to do. From you putting out the information you want to talk about, we're wasting a lot of time arguing back and forth with these ignorant.
All right, hang on. I'm going to rebuild the conference real quick. Yes, call machine should be back, so we are back on the air. Dash is going to pull the calorific in. Can you guys hear me? Can you hear me just fine? No audio, my ass. Call machine's in here, you can hear me. What are you trying to tell me that their show is almost ending? Are you kidding me?
Someone said their show ended.
No, bullshit. They had a half-hour show. I don't believe that.
I think the guy was crying.
Maybe they couldn't take anymore.
They needed Gordo to get on there.
Yeah, I want to be friends with them, though.
You could totally, you know, ask for a Snapchat.
I could.
I bet they would give it to you.
Oh, shit. CID...
It says to have 3 minutes remaining. That last call. That last show.
Okay. Well, we're calling back in.
Log Talk Radio.
Actually, I think it's done.
Your show has not yet started.
Yep.
Please call back within 15 minutes of show time.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I'm going to save their page because I'm going to get that audio later.
That was fucking fun, man.
I'm going to save that. We'll get that audio later off of that. And
hold on.
Cut up other thing.
Hold on.
Well, I do have some more numbers.
Wait, hold on.
Come on. Hopefully these people answer. I think this is a crazy... Was it the crazy lady did all the praying game, Yvonne?
Oh, shit.
I don't remember.
Well, let's find out.
Log Talk Radio.
Your show has not yet started. Please call back.
Alright, so Yvonne must not be going on.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Get you a mini reading.
Blog Talk Radio. Your show is scheduled to start in 27 minutes.
Please call back within 15 minutes of scheduled showtime.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
That's a midnight one.
Goodbye.
I'll have to go on BTR site to look here in a second.
That's a midnight one, I think.
Yeah.
You think that's a midnight one?
Maybe.
Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe.
Wonder if it's a midnight one.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you just... You are now in the host queue.
All right, they haven't come on. Just say it to Candace. I wonder if that's a midnight one.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Yeah, it did not take much to get them fucking riled up.
Nope.
Oh, they had a chat room too? George, tell me you were going fucking crazy in there.
Your show has
He said they had
started.
A troll. I don't know if that's what he meant.
15 minutes of showtime. Thank you.
He
said, hello, we're on troll here.
Hold on.
There was a...
Oh my god, he spammed the N-word.
There was one yesterday.
Of course.
No, it was Sunday, the day you went on. And it was like, pit bull lovers and save the pit bulls. And I was like, oh, we can just call in. But fuck them fucking pit bulls.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe?
If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there's a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you'll be able to listen to the show.
I don't mind. They didn't even come. They didn't even come. Oh, no coming.
Huh?
Let's see. Try this one. Like I say, I'll have to pull up their site in a minute.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press. You are now in the host queue.
What I'm going through. You know what I'm saying? I should be able to do that. And when I do that, when I confide in them and let them know what I'm going through, I mean, they should be able to give me some positive feedback or positive things that I should be doing or looking to do. But, I mean, the reason that we don't tell our family members about our spouses or partners or whoever they are is because of the reaction and the rebuttal that we get from our the family, our immediate family. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying you would think that you could do that because it's a time in your life where you're happy and, you know, you want to express some things. Or even when you're going through something, you feel like your family, you know, you grew up with them. And you feel like you can do those type of things.
I think
but
he's been ejaculating uncontrollably.
That some of them, you got some brothers and sisters that is go to the fire with you. But you have some of them that would just take that and use that against you and then want to see you and then have an excuse of why they're doing it. I feel like if you tell somebody that you love them, why would you make them feel that you don't? That's just how I feel.
Right.
Honestly.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to family. We have... But I'm going to let y'all brothers say what you're going to say, and then we're going to bring in these other callers real quick.
Yeah, okay.
Mark,
I'm gonna jump in and I'm gonna step back.
Go ahead, Mark. Time.
All right, my answer to that is a yes and a no answer, because one, if I'm saying we call ourselves conscious, you should be conscious enough to know who you can go to and who you can't go to. By now, you should have learned that. You should have learned that, really.
Yeah, I'm still alive.
All of us are in our 30s. By now, you know pretty much any reaction that you tell any family member that you got, how they're going to respond, no matter what you say. So that comes with learning. If you ain't learning your family members, then shit, but by now you're going to keep bumping your head. So, I mean, like, I know who I could go talk to and who I can't, and I know sometimes when to keep stuff to myself and it blow over. So, I mean, you should know, and most of us at this junction in your life, more or less, family ain't always going to always mean blood. Family is those people that you can go to no matter what. The people that, like you say, go through the fire with you. I had them.
Is that why they always call each other brother? What's up, bro?
That I can go to. So it's really just a good judgment call.
Yeah.
What's up, cousin?
Absolutely.
What's up, cuz?
Lamar, same question to you, Bert.
What's up, fam?
Hotep, y'all. What's up, bud?
Oh, Uncle, did you hear that last show we called?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they went fucking crazy.
Okay, say the question.
Yeah, same question to you, Bert.
Say it again. I already forgot the question. I was listening to what you saying. So
I listen to you, motherfucker.
the question is that should we talk about our significant others with our brothers and sisters? I mean, is that a good idea to tell the good and the bad that's going on in the relationship?
I wonder what they have to say when you tell them that your significant other is your brother or your sister.
Say, what's up, my neighbors?
What's up, my ninja?
Why are you going to sit there and tell all you doing this thing? A vision of what it's not.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Because the other half of it is missing, which would make it the truth.
Huh?
Now it ain't the truth.
Are you going to go in and get the rabies shots? No, it's too late.
It is something and it's not what they told you.
Can I have your turntable?
You already turned.
Hey, I've already turned into a wolfman.
I just forgot.
Can you leave all your
I'm already wolfman Jack.
A wolfman.
Wolfman Jack.
I want to say
he's converted to Judaism.
We have a lot of callers in queue, but we just had a lot of a disturbance in the chat room. A lot of
going on in the chat room right now.
I'm not for sure if they're spammers. I'm not for sure who they are. But if they're calling in, I do ask if you guys would please do not bring that on this show, for this is a show for families
and for us
to uplift ourselves and to try to come up with solutions. So if you're calling to be ignorant, I'm just going to take you right out of the queue. And I'm not going to have anything else to say about that, because that is completely disrespectful.
George, were you in the dropping N-bombs again?
In the chat room. Okay, so I'm going to bring this caller in. Caller with the last four digits of 8796. You are on the line with the Getting It In show. And who are we speaking with?
I'm getting it in to the penis with the vagina. I mean, the other way.
Oh, yeah.
You doing that, bitch.
I mean, the other way.
Oh, my God.
Is it really called the Getting It In?
Oh, shit. I didn't have it ready. Damn it. She said Getting It In, right?
That's what she said.
She said Getting It In. Is it really the Getting It In show?
Yeah, probably Dashy. I had the caller ID set to all sixes.
Shit, I'm sorry I didn't have that queued up to play.
Throw in a caller ID.
I'm kidding.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah.
That's the name of my
show. I'll give him the link again.
Your next show is going to be Getting It In.
Getting It In.
It's called Getting It In.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Really Getting It In.
If you desire to speak to the host, please... One at any. Yes. You are now in the host queue.
I want to take a massive dump on your face.
Okay. Let's go. I think that all of the other callers that's coming in the queue are actual. It's just on some other ignorance. But we can continue building family. For all of the people that's in the chat room, I'm going to actually shut the chat room down. Guests who are in there just listening. I don't want them to see all of the words.
Yeah, but I missed their reaction.
So I'm going to shut that down, and thank you for vibing with us, family, in the chat room. So I'm going to actually shut out of that. Yeah, because that is...
Don't let that affect you, because we all know it's Agent Smith.
It's not... We're not letting it... We don't want our guests that's in the chat room that listens to us to see the negativity in there, and it's very rude. So, and it's very disrespectful what they're putting up in there.
It's not fun or fun.
What they're doing, what they're putting in there is not going to stop what we're putting out here for our beautiful people. So we're going to continue, just like you said. I mean, we're going to continue and keep putting these messages and information out there for
our people,
no matter what. So
yeah.
With that being said...
thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Yeah, they purged.
Just drop a new Colorado and we'll go back.
Yeah, I'm in the queue. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll pose this question to you first, Sister Queen. Can
ooh,
your family,
by the machine.
In your words,
not again.
Your worst enemy?
Oh,
absolutely, yeah. Yes, absolutely they can. If your family is not for you, then they're against you. You know, when they come around you and you
President
feel
Bush.
Resent, when you feel that they're against everything, they're hating on you, they're really secretly hoping that you fail. To me, I feel like that's an enemy. You know what I'm saying?
Welcome
to me,
to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will. You are now in the host queue.
Even if they don't agree with what you're doing, because that's just not their way, so of course they're not going to understand and agree. But just by them, you know, supporting you and feeling happy for you, and just like, you know, I love you. Just everything is beautiful.
Oh yeah, sure.
To make you feel any other way but that way. A lot of times we say I love you, and we continue, or we do something and justify our actions. Well. You know, get over it. I'm family, and you're supposed to still stick together with your family no matter what, even after they've done something that actually hurt you. You're supposed to forgive them because that's your family, and I don't agree with that because there are certain things that your family can do that my family can do to me right now, and I will have nothing else to do with them ever again in life, and I'm not going to feel bad about it either. Because you're not my family.
I just need to figure out what that is.
You know what, Sister Queen? I feel exactly where you're coming from because your family know exactly how deep they can press you.
Right.
Your family, they know that, how deep
they
can
press
you. They know how far to stick that knife in and to start turning it, to get you wiggling, to get
Ken,
you...
Ken, did you see that Fox came back yesterday?
I agree with you 100%. I agree with you 100%.
Martin,
let me pose that thing.
I'm sorry, Martin. Martin is out of there.
He tried to say he was no longer an alcoholic, and then he admitted he was drunk.
Let me pose that thing to you. Can your family?
He's the same guy. Same.
In your opinion,
ended up getting banned.
No, John, I'm not even going to really go deep into that. Just everybody.
You said I'm not really going to go deep into that.
He's like, the family knows how far just to stick it in and twist it and get you wiggling.
Oh yeah,
wow. Even with
a good night for me.
I got the vapors.
You've had your negative.
The vapors. I got the vapors.
I got the vapors.
I declare.
I would say, or it's the structure that we try to follow in family. We don't pay attention because we hooked on the whole family, not realizing that the one that's not your family by blood is being more
family.
Of a family.
Family than your family.
Opportunity of a true kinship.
Familiar relations.
Family members see your worst enemy, like you said. They'll know just where to cut, how to cut. You know how to press all your buttons and how to create some of the tension.
I'll relieve that tension and push my buttons.
Once you change, you become a problem to them.
No more O'Bill.
Okay.
That was beautiful what you said first. Okay.
Before you go into the next call, I just want to say something really quick. All of the people that are constantly popping up in the queue, and I'm not for sure if they're actual people that want to come in and talk, but it's the same ones, and they're constantly... I'm talking about off the chain right now in the chat room. This is what I want to say when it comes to family. Also, just piggybacking off of what you guys are saying right now. I love it how we are when it comes to, like I said, I'm going to mention again, we the people, because when somebody does something to one of us, we all get involved in it. For some kind of way, we just, off the top, it has always been like that with us and we the people. And
we the people.
That is how family should be.
Mr. Clay's doing in the chat right now. I'm not in there. He's probably repeating it.
Like when somebody says something sideways, it's not just one of us. It's all of us is going to come. Bam. Here we come right now. That's the support. That's the support
lady.
For one another. That's the loyalty that you have for one another. And that's to me, that's family. And I don't even get that from my actual family.
Right.
You know,
I said,
and that's what, and the reason why I'm saying that is because just in the chat room, they off the chain in there right now, and I got my sisters in there handling that.
Must
so
be
that's
in their bad one, George.
And just to piggyback off what you said, so the queen, before I go into the next question, that's who. What you said, I mean, that's who y'all are. Y'all are my family. It's nothing. I don't care if I hear something about you, Sister Queen. If I hear something about you versus Lamar. If I hear something about Martin. You know what I'm saying? I know who y'all are.
Mm-hmm.
I know who y'all are. If I hear
fuck you, Lamar.
Who I are, who I is.
And I know it's not y'all. I mean, it's something just to get me distracted, to get us distracted, to get conflict.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
Fuck it. Yeah,
hang on, I'll just.
That's
fine,
right. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
I'll keep that one. I'll get the little bit of audio that was.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it right in the pussy.
Oh, fuck it. Right.
And it's vagina.
No. That's not what I want to hear.
Yes. See if you can get my.
Right in the pussy.
See if you can get my the reaction to my call there. I missed it.
See if you can what?
Was that the same? That's the same one that I called, right?
No.
That show? Was that a different one?
That was a different one.
Oh, fuck. That people trolled it that fast?
Yeah. See, that's the problem without doing the pranks first and then giving out the... I should just give the number out and without the link. And then after we've trolled it promptly, give them the link so they can go in the chat room.
Yeah, you goddamn minions. You're screwing the pooch.
I got
you.
The last video that I did where who was it? I think it was Ron or Gary kept saying Dwight and the Minions. Fuck it over and over.
Yeah, he said your Minions.
Your Minions.
Take quite your Minions down there, Dwight.
Well, I wanted,
yeah, I'm in a wheelchair.
I wanted to tell him that
Gary, that
I teach a class at DeVry and that's where I get my Minions. They have to do it or they fail the fucking class.
Extra credit points and doing really grimy shit.
Alright, fuck. This fucking Blog Talk page demands so many resources. It's fucking bullshit. It's bullshit. Live. Just see what's live right now that we can call. Maybe the other people ended their show and then rescheduled another one, like right after it. Because there's people that do that. Let's see. Let's try this number while we're waiting. Dial, you motherfucker.
She got that old.
Oh, Tommy. Yeah, but Tommy Sotomayor takes forever to fucking get in on.
Ooh, sodomy.
Tommy Sotomayor.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is.
We always used to play them and Talk Real Solutions against each other because they're suing each other.
They're suing each other?
Would walk into a bar and get hammered and absolutely wreck the place like there's no control. No, you know what happened? They would
We would always tell Talk Real Solutions that Tommy told us to come over and fuck with them. And then we would go to Tommy and tell him that they fucking jealous. Told us to come get him.
And wouldn't feed them drinks because they want their business. Okay. You might give them a drink or two.
You are now in the host queue.
Kids are so young, they're not going to start stuff with other patrons because they're a lot older and they would get into a lot of trouble trying that. It wouldn't work too well. What would happen to you if a drunk 16-year-old kid came up to you in a bar? Okay. He's not going to be a threat to you. He might be a pain in the ass once, but it wouldn't happen a second time. So what would you have is you'd have a culture of younger, responsible people is what would happen.
Well, no, it's just better like to go Europe. Out of woods and get wasted with the rest of the kids.
Yeah, it's better.
The police come and, you know, harass them and they get in trouble just for wanting to, you know, have a couple of drinks.
Yeah, this is a much better. So now kids go and hide, right, like you said, and get bombed out of their mind because there's no parental supervision. Well, you know, when you homeschool, your child isn't stuck away in a closet where you slip books under the door.
Oh, I wish.
Okay, they have a chance to interact with all kinds of people, and they're not stuck in a
social situation.
Yeah, like
getting drunk with mom and dad.
Possible. You know, high school, grammar school, these things can be torturous to kids. Okay, especially and when you get the oddball kids, they're alone. They get ostracized and they get told you're different. You know. There's no way a parent can protect their kid from that otherwise, you know? And you know, coincidentally, the parents become just a bunch of bigger children as the adults, you know? Because things that matter to kids are, you know, are...
Well, you know what I say, grow a pair.
You know?
We're going a little off topic here, but finish what you were going to...
No, I'm on my rant on that. It's because we were talking about the education system and just the way it's set up to march you through life is to make sure you're blueprinted, you know, you fit, you conform, you obey, and you don't break ranks. And it has nothing to do with educating kids.
People are fucking.
They
come
out
high school.
They don't
smash a lunch
tray
over their head. That's a
right. Well, and what's going on in here, and I guess how it applies to. What we're talking about tonight is the now with Common Core. Part of the implementation of Common Core was implementing all of these databases, asking kids various questions, and being able to, you know, not only track things that are general things, which they probably were doing anyway, but now there's, you know, there was a certain number. I mean, it's like 50 questions or something, or not 50 questions.
Number off of that one.
Different. Attributes that they wanted to make sure that they have this, all these different forms of data, along with all the other stuff. So the other thing that we had talked about, I think previously, is based on this data and algorithms, it trying to predict behavior and trying to predict or push a kid towards a certain thing to say, well, based on all this information, this is what they're going to do in the future, and this is what they'd be best at, and this is what we need in society because these kids are our global capital, and that's what we're going to push them towards. But using that, you know, all this data that they're collecting.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and another aspect of it is if they find
hang up on this one and call that number.
That is useful to the government.
Good, please.
You know, a child who is a.
Damn it! God damn it!
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified
someone
that there is a caller in queue.
In
otherwise, please hold, and you will be able to someone listen to the show.
But she's dependent on that paycheck. She's dependent on help with the raise.
You are now in the host queue.
Paying that mortgage, whatever the bills are, and she refuses to leave. Because of that abusive situation. Can we speak to that just a little bit?
783-176, you're live on the air. You have a comment?
Yeah, well, I was just going to talk about the abusive relationship that I actually am currently in. And I don't know. I try to be a loving husband as much as I can, but... This woman, she just, out of nowhere, she loves to just beat the shit out of me at the drop of a hat. And, I mean, I could do nothing to appease her, and I start talking about divorce. And I swear to God, last night she gave me the beating of a life, and I'm actually scared to talk to the police.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right, well, hold on. We'll get you on, okay?
All right.
I know some of these thoughts seem irrational,
motherfucker,
or irrational.
I know how this works.
The mind of not being abused, but in that situation, these are very much real thoughts that go through the mind of someone who's in it.
But here's the monkey wrench, because the show is about him getting hit. We cannot go down the list and make the same statement because we're so detached from his experience of being hit.
True.
I had a monkey wrench.
Go ahead, Brian.
I had a monkey wrench just tying back to what y'all were saying about the piece. He's going to leave. He's going to walk out. And what is the topic again?
She hit me.
She hit me, and I'm going to try to do this.
Neon, you bust in and tell him who you're fucking talking to now.
Okay.
Hit you with this statement that she's not in love with you anymore.
You got to beat her ass.
Hmm.
For that you do right now.
So again, time back to the topic. Not being physical, but she hit you with the statement that she's not in love with you anymore.
Kill her.
And then she hit you with, I don't want to be your wife.
Love you to death.
Right.
Do you want to work at this, or do you want to just call it quits?
Would totally do that, though.
So, I'm already lawyer tight, which is what I preach to every dude.
And airtight.
I'm already great. I know people have been calling me arrogant for years, but I'm going to make sure I have my sanity so I don't kill you. I am lawyer tight, so you let me know. I got a relationship expert that's not at our church.
Hey, Clint. To me, that sounds like if she approaches you and she says, honey, I'm no longer in love, and I've been thinking about it for a long time. I don't want to be married to you no more. Your response is to threaten her with your power.
How is that a threat?
Huh?
You just said you lawyered up.
Wait, I'm kind of
like that sounds like. Enemy talk.
Hold on.
What she's saying to me is not enemy talk.
She's telling you. No, what she's telling you is how she honestly feels, probably.
Yeah.
Okay. She made a statement. I don't love you, and I don't want to be your wife. That's not a threat.
No. Hers is not
a guarantee.
No response. Hey, Carlito, if your response is, hey, I got lawyers.
I can play the
caller. That sounds like a threat.
Neon's
husband.
What I'm saying is
she has dropped that, and he has to react.
It could be perceived as kind of gangster talk.
Respectfully, that's now her problem because she has put us at a scenario where she has projected that she doesn't want to be a team anymore.
I think it's still room for negotiation or like kind of cordial.
Okay, I'm
cordial
supposed
relationship.
Her.
You know?
I'm supposed to appease her and make her feel better.
You don't have to appease her, but you don't have to respond like you don't have to respond like make the wrong move and you're gonna wish you didn't. You know what I mean?
No, see, that's not the situation. What he's saying is, I'm prepared if she doesn't want to be my wife.
No, he said that.
Why should that be the visceral reaction, though? I mean, Rodney didn't even say that. He said, what if she comes to you and says, I'm not in love with you anymore? That's not saying, hey, I automatically want a divorce. That's not saying I'm not willing to work things out.
she's making a statement. So, you know, why can't the reaction be, well, you know, honey, you know what went wrong, or you know, what can we do, or you know, what you know, would you like to? Are you willing to work? Are you willing to work through this together? So it seems like our automatic response is going to be, okay, well, let's just get defensive. Let me just get defensive and let me show you how much power that I have since you done came at me and, you know, in my eyes threatened me when, I mean, when all Rodney said was a simple phrase, I'm not in love with you right now. So
the next statement was, I don't want to be your wife.
No, that's not what he said.
No. He's actually right. What I should have said is, what went wrong? It's an issue that we can work out. He's absolutely right. I came at it wrong. So he's absolutely right.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. If my wife said to me, I don't want to be your wife anymore, okay, that's a statement. I mean, that's for real. See, because I've been down that road.
But that wasn't the question, though.
No, that's not what Ronnie said.
He said, I'm not in love with you. She didn't say she didn't want to be your wife.
Okay, but those are two different things. I'm not in love with you, and I don't want to be your wife. It's two different things. I said, if the next statement is, and I don't want to be your wife, then you need to be smart.
But, I mean, you still, that doesn't mean that y'all are not cordial or y'all can't still be friends or something. I'm not talking about friends like your best friends. I'm saying you can still keep it decent.
You've been divorced?
I've never been divorced. But look, I haven't been divorced, but I have a psychotic baby mama, so I know it's close.
As a sweet, you know, divorce, buddy, it gets to a point that it gets funky.
My situation got funky. It was expensive having a baby mama. Very expensive for me, so... I know what it is to be attacked by an angry woman. Put it like that.
Okay. I got attacked. Money. She got half of everything you had. It's all you
know. But you know,
it felt like that as much lawyer money as I was putting out.
But you know, the other brother made the point that I didn't. What should be as men are number one. As a calculated man, you need to find out, or I should have found out, what the issues were before, because I did take the defensive route. You know what I'm saying? And when he pointed it out, I did take the defensive route. Because initially,
I mean, simple words
Rodney
really
said as a form of betrayal.
You gotta go ham.
And
you baby powder on your hand,
singularity. And I shouldn't have taken it at that point. But again, I haven't made it to marriage as of yet, which is why I listen to this great show.
Hey, but Chris, let me ask you this, because I think this is really important. Why do you get that way?
Don't these people understand the difference between physical and psychological abuse? I mean, like, psychological is so much more
effective. I just think it's inappropriate.
If you're going to go that route.
To utter those type of things without having a test to see if we can mend the situation. When you come and, I guess for me, when you come and bring a person a bunch of absolutes, as nice as Rodney put it, I heard it as absolute.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear it as working theories, as something we can work on. I heard it as you initially... And that's just the way it sounded, but that ain't what it really was.
Right.
Initially, it sounded like, I've drawn a conclusion. Bump what you got going on.
But see, this goes, and I think this, in my opinion, this is really important. As intelligent as you are, and as wise as you are.
Oh, my God.
Something that's presented to you right now generally is not what it is in its total and complete truth. You know what I mean? Yeah. It could just be something for that moment.
He should just say, like, really fucked up shit. My girl puts shards of glass in my breakfast cereal and shit and makes me eat it.
All right. But I'll do that. And then Neon, you just be like, who the fuck you talking to?
No, honey. As a non-married guy, a guy who came close to being married.
No.
I try to put my
who the fuck you? Who's
to where about I can let go of that single man mentality?
Who the fuck is
and
this?
That's part of it. It doesn't have nothing to do with your intelligence and what have you. What I observe, even from listening to you guys, being married is a humbling thing. And it's a very over the top humbling thing that brings you joy, I'm sure, listening to you guys.
I'm sure.
But it is a humbling thing. And I think if what you just heard a second ago was me catching myself from thinking as a single guy.
Right,
this is one of those situations where I got to realize she's very emotional. This is probably something she's thinking in the moment. And, you know, answering your question, sometimes we as guys, we don't catch that. We gotta catch it, and that's
okay.
The point.
And I jumped in because I don't want nobody to cut in before me. Because, like I said, I think this is important. Okay, so considering as articulate as you are, and that you talk to a lot of people, do you think that it's dangerous that you actually probably don't know what you're talking about? Because that's just what you said to me. That's what I just think I heard you say.
Well, anybody can verbally attack someone or critique someone in a moment. Even a doctor needs a doctor. So, you know, that can happen with...
question
as far as my personal, that you put it over there in that arena. Thing with my personal is, are you trying to help individuals, or are you just standing on the sideline critiquing the people who are trying to help? That's where it comes in, too, on that. When it comes to these personal things, these personal poopas, I don't care if you got a master in psychology. Everybody slips. Everybody has a personal in there somewhere. The trick is, and I think the other brother will tell you, he's in counseling, the trick is to remove yourself as much as possible and try to help the individual that is in front of you and to get them to realize their own path, not to tattoo them with what you think. So when you hear me talk as I'm talking right now, I'm talking as regular me, regular Q. I'm not talking as the Q trying to help someone. That's the same thing with a doctor. You don't say to a doctor, hey, you screwed up, so you shouldn't have your PhD. No, it's everybody has those types of things. That's why doctors need doctors, and they tell you in medical, don't diagnose somebody you care about because you're too close to the patient. But go ahead.
I just wanted to piggyback on that and say, man, that your statement right there just highlighted the need for counseling, because most people, and even for the topic tonight, where whether it be abuse or just marital counseling, premarital counseling, in the marriage counseling,
why I asked Ashley if he could
after marriage counseling.
I'm trying to get there, but you're talking to me.
Most of us are so close to situations that we're in that we can't take a neutral route as much as, you know what I'm saying, and help ourselves. And that becomes a challenge for a lot of people, is that, you know, we think that we can kind of be neutral and give an opinion to our own situation. And that's hard to do, man, when you're in it and when you're close to it. So I think you just highlighted in a great way the need to have a mediator, a neutral party, somebody that can kind of bring to bear and even to light some of the things that you miss because you're kind of stumbling through your own darkness. You know what I'm saying? Good words.
Using your good.
No, well, let me also make this statement real quick, gentlemen, because he just got the thought that I needed to put out. I think anybody who, even with this show, when you're trying to help other people, that is a very difficult thing.
Mm-hmm.
That is an extremely difficult thing. To help other folks outside of yourself, let alone strangers.
Here's one, Dash.
And
so we can at least get off this fucking line.
It takes a bit of you, piece by piece. So
this whole computer's bug.
What's hard for us many times is the folks who don't do anything. And there's a disparity between the folks who don't do anything and the folks who at least try. And I just think if there were more of us trying, especially men helping men, and that's where I'm getting to because it's a man topic for the show. If men would help men more, just be there for them or point them
in
a different direction or whatever the case may be. The person may not change their life that day, but at least a seed
help you through this marriage
or an opportunity to be great. But it kind of hurts me to not see males,
not you too.
Especially black males, help each other as much as they should be.
Good words.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need some open mic.
Yeah, I think
sure thing.
We haven't had an open mic in a while.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yo, give me a sec.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
Stupid.
Are you fucking serious?
You did it wrong.
You can redial it, Dash. My shit is just... It is all fucked here.
What's wrong with your shit, buddy?
No, it's old fucking computer, so it's all bogged
down. No, not you. I'm talking about Blog Talk.
Huh?
Huh? What?
Huh?
Do what now?
Huh? Shut up.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to, you are now in the host queue.
Did you fuck the show up?
They just like.
Is it?
I think they died. Here, try that show, Dashie. You'll have to get the info on it.
What the hell was that?
That was a fart.
I shit myself.
Oh, gross. You virgin.
It wasn't me.
I know.
It was Dwight.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, that was so, like, squeaky.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time.
Dwight doesn't do
and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show. You are now in the host queue.
Thanks, Gordon.
Little Andre.
Yeah.
It's background music.
His mother never wanted to marry his father, so he was always a victim of the resentment she harbored. Never bothered to mention a single righteous word about his father. Never bothered to mention that daddy called on a daily basis. Plus, she was incoherent, always in and out, like changing stations and desolate places on road trips across the nation.
No, who is that? Is that Wu?
Little Andre.
No.
Sick flows.
Little Andre was out of tune and out of touch.
Doesn't sound like
when me and sister were alone, my mama's man would fuck with us. These awful words filled like levees breaking in New Orleans.
No, this isn't Kelpa's better cake.
His sister was 13. Mama's man gave her lots of compliments on her jeans, not to mention the trinkets and small tokens of appreciation. He was a little
thick suck.
When mommy's daddy friend moved in, that's when you could hear the closet noises, squeaky toys and stumbling hallways from sister's little room. I sat silently, unable to utter a sound until little Andre's story found conclusion. Little Andre.
Yo, yo.
I asked him, what did the noises sound like? Began to frown like I was swerved with the gaping hole in his tiny little heart. These are examples of how lives fall apart. It's like a chain reaction. Most times parents are the spark. Be watchful of your seeds. This is a goldfish tank full of sharks. Full of sharks.
Little Andre.
Quite dark, obsessed with things that burn. Rather speak frankly about fire than fact.
Fuck happened?
I love your avatar, Unk.
Unk Radio.
Is that one of those raps?
The show you wish to listen to is currently full.
This is one of the taxi driver.
Actually,
from last night.
I found out what song that was, and that was it was Little Andre by the Urban Voodoo Machine.
Machine,
yeah. Okay. I don't know. I think so.
Did you use Shazam?
No, I used Google, and I.
You just typed out the lyrics.
You mean you understood what they were saying?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Wow, you're pretty good.
I'm smart.
Maybe it's the rabies.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, the rabies are making me
the sick. Rabies answer.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold, and you will be able to listen to the show.
Go along, but what we is important. Like I said, reading 1984.
Someone else try it. It's not letting me.
That will cash you out of any social interaction with anybody that you may consider family or close friends, your best friend.
Am I what?
I keep trying to hit one and it won't let me.
Oh, the mouth. Why does it say the mouth? You're stealing from me again.
Welcome to Blog Talk.
Get the mouth.
If you desire to speak to the host, please. One at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please.
Show Dalbert. Got it.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, listen to the show.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Yeah, when he's talking about abolish the orgasm, this transhumanism agenda, because this is part of what they're doing. This is.
Did you just say abolish the orgasm?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I don't know. Probably Amish.
Ugh. Yeah, the Amish, the Mennonite Blog Talk Radio.
That's why she left, Unk.
She's
trying
to
abolish
it.
Her orgasm. Yeah.
She's in search of
the best one ever.
Yeah.
We are going to have to call and talk to her again and tell her that, like, humanity isn't this simple.
Welcome
it's okay to touch yourself.
Oh my God.
That was a really fun call. I'm not going to lie.
I liked her.
Was a freak.
It's been a gradual plan that has been carried out, and people are like, oh, well. The New World Order is just propaganda to keep
Here we go.
Thinking, no, it is happening. You know, they are working on a one world religion. They are working on a one world currency. They are working on this shit. And if you don't believe me, pull up some of these politicians and check out what they're talking about. Because they are talking about a New World Order. But when we talk about it, we're crazy. Tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? And I'm not crazy. Yeah. I mean,
and I'm... Because when you say you're not, that makes you not crazy.
Definitely.
To discuss with James the whole.
I'm sorry, I was just ranting there. But yeah.
Oh, that's okay. That's right. I'll make sure I get my questions in. I'm a woman. Anyway.
I know.
She knows her place.
And
oh my God.
Between the U.S. and Russia. Had the war, we've had all this disarmament that you talk about, and you actually provide some really interesting comparisons and numbers of what they had compared to what we had.
It's always really fun with conspiracy people to like choose a conspiracy that like even they can't like get behind.
With Herman Dodd, where he's talking.
Is it really in and out for you guys, too?
Yeah.
Office of the President of the Ford Foundation.
I don't know if that's on their end or if it's what they call horrific or what we got going.
And, you know, he said, you know, he's kind of flabbergasted, and so the person asked him, would you like to know what the substance of these directives that they're getting from the White House is? And Mr. Dodd says, yes, Mr. R. Very much so, you know.
It is R. Right, Donk? You can back me up.
No, that actually would be proper usage.
Ooh, burn. Oh,
what? No, no, yeah, yeah. I mean, she did fuck that up.
Ooh, burn.
Ooh, burn on you, Neon. Ooh.
Yeah, you didn't
burn.
Even ask me. Like,
English
if I
is my
know.
Second language. Ooh.
It is. I can really tell.
No, I'm making fun of you.
No, it's not.
Shut up.
Question. Mine.
Ignorant.
Stupid Boricua.
Stupid ignorant.
He's stupid ignorant. I like that.
Call me ignorant.
Yeah, that was great. I got that today.
The only way,
like, the N-word didn't bother her at all, but the C-1 was just the most atrocious thing ever.
Oh yeah, she called the police, and I better not say it to the next lady. And if I use it in front of her, she'd get me fired.
You were just begging though, like, for her to not fire you,
Mr. Perlock. I mean, is it part of the plan? I'm trying to sew that little piece together there.
Yes, and that's an excellent question. And
sure it is.
It was just right now there's some tensions between America and Russia, and I just want to remove us from that context more historically. One thing to be aware of is that the Soviet Union was very much funded from its very original the West. We had the Russian Revolution place in 1917, and in 1917, Trotsky, one of the leaders of the revolution, set sail with tourists from the city. He had $20 million in gold that had been provided by Kuhn Loeb and Company.
Kuhn
Loeb? Loeb was Paul Bloomberg, founder of the Federal Reserve. In the meantime, one of the brothers of Paul, Federal Reserve founder Paul Warburg in Germany, Max Warburg, sent Lenin
Max
into
Russia.
Seven.
More gold. In the meantime, the Rothschilds sent their agent into Petrograd, which was then the capital of Russia, to distribute millions of rubles to encourage the revolution. It was very much funded from the outside, and there's a book by Jerry Lina, L-I-N-A, called Kind of a Scorpion, and he did research after Glasnost and found evidence that the murder of the Tsar and his family was not on the orders of Lenin. It was on the orders of Jacob Schiff in New York City's Kuhn Loeb Bank, and that Lenin was giving millions of dollars in Tsarist art wages and so forth back to the Soviet Union. And in my chapter on the love affair between the Soviets and America, even during the Cold War, I talk about all the relationships they had.
Cold Wars.
David Rockefeller had landed rights for his private jet in Moscow. You had Manhattan, the Compromise plant, and the Ford Motor Company helped them produce the Gorky motor vehicle plant, which produced trucks for the Vietnam War, and Averell Harriman of Brown Brothers Harriman.
This guy's full of shit.
He's just naming companies.
Yeah.
Bonds, and it just goes on and on and on. The between the supposed enemies, the capitalist and the communist. Now, you got into a very interesting conversation. Norman Dodd was and head of the Ford Foundation, Rowan Gaither. This took place in the early 1950s, and the investigator Norman Dodd was working on the House Committee to investigate tax-free foundations. This is a time when we still had more freedom of speech within the Congress, and Congress was interested in knowing what these tax-free foundations were up to. And this is where the revelation was dropped by the head of the Ford Foundation that, as you said, his exact quote was, we shall use our grant-making power to alter life in the United States so that it be comfortably merged with the Soviet Union.
What is this?
I don't know. They're fucking morons. I'm trying to find this one
conspiracy
show.
Conspiracy theorist shit.
Well, what he just said there is true, though.
Going to come together in the end.
Don't
and
believe
have,
That is true. They did say that. They did plan to
explain to us why it is.
Throughout the United States from the inside, they were in for the long haul, and we still just wiped them.
We see the government taking control of Obamacare is a perfect example. When government takes over health care, that's a step in the direction of socialism, or you could even call it.
Who cares? I'm a socialist.
Yeah, who wants health care for all? Socialists.
Goddamn wanting everyone to at least have a basic modicum of health and education.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
I was told out of work not to admit that I'm a socialist.
The Soviet Union had to.
Yeah.
Are you really a socialist?
Blacklisted.
They told me I shouldn't talk about that.
Yeah.
Because I wore a Fidel Castro shirt to work once, and
one
guy, very conservative guy, was like, "What would you do though? What would you be like? I'm a socialist. Like, it doesn't offend me. Like, I actually happen to be a socialist, you know?" He's like, "Really?" And he pulled me aside and says, "Look, I'm not going to do anything. I know you're a good kid, but don't. You shouldn't say that around some people.
Uh-oh.
Like, there's a law, like, so and so, this person wouldn't like it. This person probably." Yeah.
It's
a union here, and they're really scared of that shit.
You very much like the end.
Wait, the union is afraid of Marxist, like, ideology?
Of having people associated, like, they could say, they are socialists, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I get that, yeah.
They don't want that trouble.
Farmers represent. They look.
I'm not a full socialist. I mean, I'm a realist. Like, I've never voted for a socialist.
When the farmers,
I mean, you've never thrown away your vote.
They can't.
If there was a legit, worth his salt socialist, you know, person running for some office, I might. Yeah, but I'm realistic.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't waste my fucking vote. I'll just do the best I can. I used to work for the Democratic Party, though. I mean,
back and forth between Putin and Obama,
said,
liberal and socialist.
Take from that what you wish.
More like non-socialist. And it's very much like the ending of 1984. Now, this is, again, this does not take into consideration the immediate
well into this
here between Putin and the West.
Yeah,
that's what Mr. Gaper was talking about. Was very much in the works all along. When we look and see that the West controlled the Soviet Union from the very beginning, I do believe that their long-range plan was to moderate the East and the West so that ultimately they could come together and form a one-world government.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, the more I look at the odd dance that the United States and Russia have been doing, the weirder it looks. Just something doesn't sit right. And it has...
I did it yesterday.
Because every move has a counter move. And, you know, here we sit, you know, we've got turmoil everywhere. And they're setting up what could be the perfect storm to collapse everything, you know, go into the last few countries that they feel they need to take control of or that are too far out of their reach or whatever their, you know, plan is. And I see all these chess pieces.
Well, I don't see any reason to keep listening to these fuckers.
Yeah.
So, I think I'm going to end the show because I can't get on to find any more numbers because my shit's just lagged so fucking bad.
No, don't let it be over.
Yeah, so I'm going to end it there. It's been a pretty fucking shitty night except for the those black folks getting mad at us.
Yeah.
So, I'll make sure to get that up maybe sometime tomorrow. And I'm going to end the show there.
Everyone knows I'm a socialist.
Well, it's okay. I'm a socialist too. Bye.